Hi, my name is David. I've been a photographer since I was a child, since I saw my mother being a photographer. And after my studies in literature, I started working in Brussels, but I came back to this camera and I started here in Anderlecht at the academy. So my book is a book in old school photography, black and white photos, but with contemporary settings. I was raised in a little village outside of Brussels at the seaside. Actually, in Belgium, close to Ostend. In the 80s, I grew up in this village, Oudenburg. And there you could see a kind of social cohesion, a kind of social life, communal life. People had really deep knowledge of each other and were greeting each other in the street. And while growing up, actually, I saw this disappearing. But that what was lost, I found again in Brussels, when I moved to Brussels. And the thing that was lost, it somehow hurt me, hurt my soul, let's say. And my soul was healed when I came back to Brussels. Here we are seeing Avenue Louise in the winter time. And you see an old-timer, classic car, a Volkswagen Beetle, convertible, open roof. And he was chasing really very fast. It was a lucky shot. I saw him coming and I was pressing the shutter, not knowing whether there would be a result. And then in the dark room, when I saw the photo appearing, I saw something very interesting. And now I refer back to my introduction. In the introduction to the book, I included a small quote by a very old Belgian photographer, Herman Selleslachs, and it reads like this: "Each era has its own movements, clothes, and also poses. People are sitting differently now. They have another look in their eyes. I see that in the tram," he writes. "People are not looking around anymore as they did 15 years ago. They are looking inside themselves, less through the windows and less at each other." And then he continues, "When they come home in the evening, they put on the television and they watch what's going on in the world. But when they are in the tram, they hardly see who is passing by. They have no interest. And that is also the problem of photography, I believe. In the past," he is writing, "in the past, I saw more concern." And that is what I saw appearing now when I was in the dark room, looking at this picture of the Volkswagen, the old-timer. This guy, he was looking at me and he had some interest. He was like not looking inside his head or only watching 50 centimeters before him. There was like a real contact at that moment. And so that is why this is one of my favorite pictures.